Do you often find yourself overwhelmed by life's challenges, seeking a calm and resilient mindset? You're not alone. In this video, we're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to bring you 10 Stoic lessons that will change your life. Get ready to transform your perspective and unlock the power of tranquility. Lesson 1. Focus on what you can control. We cannot control life's uncertainties, problems, and conditions. To traverse this reality, the Stoics taught us to distinguish between what we can control and what we cannot. Imagine facing a challenging employment obstacle. You may not have gotten a promotion or a hard work project didn't succeed. It's normal to feel annoyed, dissatisfied, or enraged. But implementing the Stoic idea of focusing on what you can control changes your viewpoint. You focus on your response rather than the consequence, which is out of your control. You can see it as a chance to grow, better your talents, or learn patience and resilience. This adjustment in attention decreases stress and anxiety and improves your ability to handle life's obstacles. Stoics also say we regulate our emotions. While we can't control the initial emotional surge, we can control our response. When criticized, we can either defend ourselves or learn from it. We regain authority and prevent external events from affecting our emotions by focusing on our response. This lesson also pushes us to stop seeking external validation. In a world where social approval determines self-worth, Stoicism teaches us to validate ourselves. When we focus on what we can control, we care less about how others see us and more about our ideals. This Stoic lesson applies to relationships. Others' behavior is beyond our control, but our interactions are. Even amid confrontation, we can be gentle, patient, and understanding. We build stronger relationships by taking responsibility for our actions. Concentrating on what you can manage is self-mastery. It helps you handle life's ups and downs calmly. It frees you from controlling the uncontrollable and empowers you to manage your thoughts, actions, and reactions. Stoics have shown us the way to true freedom and inner calm. Lesson 2. Practice virtue. Virtue underpins Stoic philosophy. Stoics thought that virtue brought happiness and fulfillment. Exactly what is virtue? Being morally superior or following rules is not virtue in Stoicism. Instead, we should practice wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in all aspects of our lives. Wisdom, the first of the four cardinal virtues, is comprehending the world and making rational decisions. It entails knowing what matters and making decisions that reflect those values. Wisdom gives us clarity and insight and helps us negotiate life. It helps us distinguish between what we can control and what we cannot, focusing our concentration on what matters. Courage, the second virtue, is overcoming obstacles with fortitude. Not the absence of fear, but acting despite it. Stoicism tells us that life will always be challenging, but how we handle them defines us. Courage helps us face our anxieties, stand up for our beliefs, and overcome hardship. Being fair, respectful, and compassionate is justice, the third virtue. It entails acknowledging humanity's interconnectedness and acting for the common good. Justice is about treating others fairly and equitably, not only following the law. It means honoring everyone's dignity and acting accordingly. Fourth virtue, temperance, is self-control and moderation. It's the ability to control our emotions, establish balance, and avoid excess. Temperance reminds us to limit ourselves and put long-term health before short-term pleasure in a world that promotes indulgence. It promotes discipline and self-mastery, leading to more balanced and meaningful lives. Virtue leads to eudaimonia, or flourishing, according to Stoics. Living as sensible, social beings is what it means. Virtue aligns our activities with our highest values, giving us meaning and fulfillment. Practice virtue isn't always easy. Constant self-reflection, effort, and personal improvement are needed. We must overcome our tendencies and act in accordance with our values. This lifelong process involves patience, tenacity, and learning from our failures. Stoics remind us that virtue is not perfection. Progress, not perfection. It's about being our best, even when we fail. It means seeing every moment as an opportunity to exercise virtue, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Virtue builds inner strength and resilience. We learn to handle life's obstacles gracefully. Our solid moral foundation drives our decisions and behaviors, allowing us to live with honesty and authenticity. Virtue brings happiness and joy. It helps us find ourselves and live in peace with the planet. Stoics have shown us the way to purpose, meaning, and permanent happiness. Lesson 3. Embrace discomfort. Stoicism emphasizes accepting discomfort. Stoics thought that hardships were unavoidable and necessary for personal growth. We gain resilience, strength, and the fortitude to face obstacles by accepting discomfort. Modern people want comfort and avoid suffering at all costs. We hide from life's harsh realities with conveniences and distractions. Constant pursuit of comfort can lead to stagnation and unfulfillment. The Stoics advised us to embrace discomfort and leave our comfort zones. Accepting discomfort does not mean wanting pain or suffering. Instead, it's about accepting that discomfort is normal and can spur progress. When we face physical, emotional, or mental problems, we must face and overcome our limitations. This process develops us and builds resilience for life's inevitable ups and downs. Exercise is an example. Strenuous workouts cause muscle exhaustion and soreness. The soreness indicates that our bodies are strengthening. Like facing our anxieties or conquering challenging jobs, embracing mental and emotional discomfort strengthens our minds and builds resilience for future problems. Stoics also believe that embracing discomfort deepens our appreciation for minor pleasures. We value comfort and ease more when we willingly face suffering. Fasting or taking cold showers helps us appreciate our meals and warmth. This practice changes our viewpoint and makes us happy in the moment. Accepting discomfort helps us overcome fear of failure and rejection. We always face challenges when we take risks and venture into the unknown. However, these lessons build our character and help us grow. Stoics encourage us to think of failure as a chance to learn and grow. By accepting discomfort, we overcome failure's paralyzing fear and discover new opportunities. Another method to welcome discomfort is Stoic negative imagery, or premeditatio malorum. We imagine worst-case circumstances and consider how we might react. We build resilience and decrease the impact of unforeseen challenges by mentally preparing for them. Negative imagery helps us accept and adapt to challenges, allowing us to handle them with grace. Accepting discomfort promotes humility and compassion. Being uncomfortable makes us more sensitive toward those going through similar challenges. We learn more about humanity and can better help others. Our shared humanity enhances our bonds and builds community. By accepting discomfort, we develop Stoic courage. We learn to tackle life's obstacles without reluctance. We gain the mental and emotional strength to handle life's challenges resilience. This exercise makes us stronger, wiser, and more resilient to life. Stoics believe that discomfort is necessary for progress and fulfillment. By leaving our comfort zones and accepting challenges, we reach our full potential and live meaningful lives. To find true inner strength and resilience, Stoics advise us to travel this path with courage and conviction. Lesson 4. Live in the present moment. Living in the present is one of Stoicism's most significant lessons. The Stoics thought that by fully accepting the present, we can discover calm, fulfillment, and a deeper connection to life. Our fast-paced, modern society makes it easy to get caught up in the past or worry about the future. We often focus on previous mistakes or worry about the future. However, worrying about the past and future takes us away from the present, the only time that matters. Stoics remind us that the past is immutable and the future is unpredictable. Life unfolds in the present. It gives us the power to act, choose, and live completely. Living in the moment frees us from regret and anxiety and brings contentment. Mindfulness of thoughts, behaviors, and environment is part of living in the now. It involves paying attention to everything, from scrubbing dishes to having a deep chat with a loved one. Being present deepens our connection to life and makes the mundane enjoyable. Stoics also preach that being present fosters thankfulness. Focusing on the present helps us see our benefits and opportunities. We cherish simple pleasures like sun on our skin and a nice supper. Mindfulness and thankfulness help us feel content by focusing on what we have rather than what we need. Additionally, living in the present lets us let go of external validation and approval. When totally present, we don't care how others see us or our behaviors. We follow our values without being influenced by others. Peace and fulfillment come from inner alignment. Stoics also say living in the moment builds resilience and adaptability. Staying present helps us handle life's surprises with clarity. Fully engaged in the moment helps us handle whatever comes our way without fear or concern. Living in the present also strengthens relationships. Fully present conversations lead to deeper listening, understanding, and honest responses. We bond more with others due to its presence. Being present also aligns us with life's natural flow. Stoics believed in amor fati, or love of fate, which is accepting life as it comes. Living in the present lets us accept life without judgment. This acceptance brings deep serenity and harmony with the earth. Living in the now reduces stress and anxiety in modern life. It brings balance, clarity, and delight to daily struggles. It reminds us that life is happening now, not in the past or future. Stoics advise us to enjoy the present with open hearts and minds, taste life's richness, and find contentment. Stoics advise us to pursue this path with mindfulness and thankfulness to find true fulfillment and peace. Lesson 5. Cultivate gratitude. Stoic gratitude may change our life. Stoics felt that appreciation was necessary to a meaningful life. Focusing on our gratitude shifts our emphasis from what we lack to what we have, creating contentment and well-being. Today's world makes it easy to take things for granted and focus on what's missing or could be better. We are continually told we need more money, success, possessions, to be happy. This relentless desire of more often causes discontent and restlessness. Stoics expressed appreciation to counteract this propensity. They explained that consistently meditating on our blessings helps foster an abundant mindset. Gratitude helps us feel content by focusing on what we have rather than what we lack. Stoics practiced thankfulness by remembering their blessings daily. In evening meditation, people reflect on the day's positives and express appreciation. This easy technique fosters gratitude and the habit of finding the good in every situation. Gratitude also fosters humility. When we count our blessings, we realize that many are not our own. We realize how much we depend on others and the world for our well-being. This realization makes us humble and reminds us of our interconnectedness. Gratitude also strengthens resilience. Practicing thankfulness trains our minds to see the good in life, especially in bad situations. This exercise helps us identify silver linings and be optimistic despite obstacles. Stoics also related thankfulness to amor fati, or fate love. Amor fati is accepting everything, good and bad, as natural. Gratitude helps us recognize life's obstacles and problems. We learn to appreciate our trials as opportunities for growth and learning. Thanks improves relationships too. We enhance our relationships and build mutual respect by showing thanks. Gratitude helps us appreciate others and their good impact on our lives. We build stronger relationships and a more supportive environment with this approach. Gratitude also makes us happy with life. Stoics believed happiness comes from within. Gratitude gives us an inner fulfillment that is not dependent on external factors. This inner contentment helps us handle life's ups and downs. Practicing thankfulness is focusing on what we have rather than what we need. It emphasizes plenty over scarcity. This exercise changes our mentality, relationships, and life. Stoics encourage us to practice thankfulness daily, reflect on our blessings, and show our thanks to others. By doing so, we develop contentment, humility, and resilience that enhances our lives and takes us closer to happiness and fulfillment. Lesson 6. Practice self-discipline. Stoic philosophy emphasizes self-discipline, which can change our life. Stoics felt self-discipline was necessary for virtue and happiness. It is the ability to stay true to our values and convictions despite temptation or adversity. Self-discipline is hard to develop in today's environment of quick satisfaction and indulgence. Stoics believe that conquering our passions rather than being enslaved by them brings true freedom and joy. Self-discipline helps us make long-term decisions rather than short-term ones. Moderation is fundamental to Stoic self-discipline. Balance and harmony require moderation, according to the Stoics. This includes avoiding excess in food, drink, work, and recreation. Moderation helps us appreciate life's joys without becoming tied to them or letting them control us. Delaying gratification is part of self-discipline. Stoics believe that happiness came from seeking what is important rather than pleasing. We must reject momentary gratification and focus on long-term goals and principles. Self-discipline gives us the mental and emotional strength to make higher purpose decisions. Personal improvement required regular self-examination, according to Stoics. Reflecting on our ideas, actions, and behaviors helps us identify our strengths and faults and make intentional improvements. Self-discipline helps us commit to self-improvement and accept responsibility for our growth. Stoics also preached that self-discipline builds tenacity and mental fortitude. Stoics learn to keep calm under adverse situations. Self-discipline gives us the strength to overcome hardships and be calm. Living by our ideals requires self-discipline. The Stoics thought that virtue is the highest good and that leading a virtuous life demands acting on our principles even when it's hard. Self-discipline helps us make values-based decisions rather than being influenced by others. Self-discipline is important in relationships too. It fosters compassion, understanding, and empathy, helping us engage with people positively. Self-discipline helps us regulate emotions, communicate well, and form deeper relationships. Self-discipline means taking charge of our lives and making decisions that reflect our values and ambitions. It involves controlling our desires, impulses, and priorities. This practice helps us live with integrity, purpose, and fulfillment. Stoics teach us to practice moderation, delay gratification, and stick to our ideals and principles in all aspects of life. By doing so, we gain the inner strength and resilience to handle life's obstacles gracefully and live meaningful lives. Lesson 7. Develop mental fortitude. Stoics believe mental fortitude is vital for resilience and purpose. Stoics thought that mental fortitude, or inner power, was essential for overcoming life's problems. By developing inner strength, we can tackle challenges with confidence, composure, and purpose. Mental strength does not mean rejecting feelings or reality. Instead, it involves staying calm, focused, and resilient in difficult situations. It is enduring suffering without being overwhelmed and maintaining inner calm and stability amid challenging conditions. Stoicism emphasizes acceptance as a mental fortitude. Stoics advised us to accept what we cannot alter and focus on what we can. Acceptance is about acknowledging our position and responding with wisdom and resilience. By embracing what we cannot change, we avoid striving to control the unpredictable. Acceptance lets us focus on changing our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. This focus gives us the mental courage to handle life's obstacles gracefully. Perspective was also stressed by the Stoics for mental fortitude. They taught that our emotional responses depend on our perceptions, not events. Perspective changes how we experience misfortune. We can regard a challenging situation as a learning opportunity instead of a setback. This mindset change boosts resilience and positivity. Stoics also believed deliberate discomfort built mental strength. By consciously facing physical, mental, or emotional suffering, we gain resilience and endurance. This practice increases our tolerance for discomfort and lessens our dread of it, helping us confront problems with confidence. Another approach to build mental strength is through Stoic negative vision, or premeditatio malorum. We imagine worst-case circumstances and consider how we might react. We build resilience and decrease the impact of unforeseen challenges by mentally preparing for them. This technique helps us accept and adapt to challenges, allowing us to handle them gracefully. Mental strength and self-discipline are related. Stoics thought self-discipline built inner strength and resilience. Self-discipline helps us control our impulses, regulate our desires, and stay focused on our goals and ideals even in difficult times. This activity boosts mental strength and helps us with life's problems. Mental fortitude also requires calmness in unpredictable situations. In an unpredictable world, Stoics must be stable and resilient. Our Stoic teachers taught us to accept uncertainty and find calm in it. Accepting uncertainty builds inner strength and stability, allowing us to handle life's ups and downs with grace. Mental fortitude involves building strength, resilience, and composure in difficult situations. It involves accepting what we cannot alter, focusing on what we can control, and staying happy. This practice helps us face life's obstacles with grace, courage, and purpose. Stoics teach mental fortitude through acceptance, perspective, deliberate discomfort, and self-discipline. By doing so, we gain the inner strength and resilience to live a fulfilling and purposeful life despite adversity. Lesson 8. Seek wisdom. Wisdom needs lifelong learning, introspection, and self-examination. Stoics advised us to study philosophy, reflect on our lives, and learn from others to gain wisdom. They believe that intelligence underpins all qualities and leads to true happiness and fulfillment. Stoics sought insight via self-reflection. They believed regular self-examination was necessary for personal growth. Reflecting on our ideas, actions, and behaviors helps us identify our strengths and faults and make intentional improvements. Self-reflection is essential to wisdom because it helps us understand ourselves and the world. The Stoics also believe humility is essential to wisdom. They felt that true wisdom comes from acknowledging our limitations and lack of knowledge. Humility lets us learn from others and stay open to change. Humility helps us listen, learn, and grow wise. Stoics also thought that knowledge is the ability to observe things as they are without being influenced by emotions, desires, or external factors. This is called seeing with the eyes of reason. It entails utilizing our rational powers to identify the truth and make decisions that reflect our values and principles. Stoics also stressed soliciting advice from others. They thought that personal growth requires learning from others' experiences and perspectives. The Stoics advised us to talk philosophy, read intelligent philosophers, and find mentors to help us grow. The Stoics also argued that wisdom is the ability to act rationally and morally in difficult circumstances. In tough situations, acting with wisdom requires staying calm, composed, and sensible, and making decisions that reflect our highest ideals and principles. By acting wisely, we learn to handle life's obstacles with grace. The pursuit of wisdom requires discernment. Wisdom, according to the Stoics, is the ability to identify and prioritize what matters. This discernment technique helps us prioritize our beliefs and aspirations and make decisions that serve our highest purpose. Stoics also believe that wisdom leads to happiness and fulfillment. They felt that wisdom is the foundation of virtue and that it brings true contentment and peace. Wisdom helps us calmly handle life's problems and live a meaningful existence. Wisdom is seeking information, understanding, and insight into life, human nature, and the world. It involves gaining the ability to perceive things clearly, act rationally and virtuously, and live a meaningful life. The Stoics advise seeking enlightenment through self-reflection, humility, learning from others, and prudent behavior. Doing so gives us the inner strength and clarity to handle life's obstacles with grace and integrity and live a happy, fulfilled life. Lesson 9. Build strong relationships. Stoics believe that solid connections are necessary to a fulfilling life. Stoics thought that people are social beings and that our well-being depends on our relationships. They stressed that building strong, healthy relationships is crucial for our happiness and the communities. Stoic relationship principles center on sympathy, or human interdependence. Stoics believe that our actions affect others, and that we are all connected. This sense of connectivity inspires us to be kind, respectful, and compassionate, and develop relationships based on mutual understanding and support. To develop strong relationships in Stoicism, cultivate empathy. Stoics believed empathy was necessary for understanding and building relationships. Put oneself in others' shoes and observe the world from their perspective to understand their thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Empathy strengthens relationships and encourages compassion and understanding. Communication was also stressed by Stoics for strong partnerships. They felt healthy partnerships required clear, honest, and open communication. This requires mindfulness of our speech, attentive listening, and polite and constructive expression of our thoughts and feelings. Good communication builds trust and respect, which are essential to strong partnerships. Forgiving is essential to strong relationships, according to the Stoics. They thought that carrying grudges and resentments harms our health and relationships. Stoics define forgiveness as letting go of wrath and resentment and moving on with compassion and understanding. Forgiveness heals and strengthens relationships. The Stoics thought that giving and kindness built strong relationships. They emphasize that simple acts of kindness may develop relationships and improve the world. We help others and develop supportive relationships by being generous and compassionate. Additionally, Stoics stressed the value of pleasant environments. They believed our relationships shape our character and well-being. The Stoics advised us to associate with those who share our beliefs and inspire us to improve. Positive effects foster personal progress and well-being. Stoics emphasize that humility builds solid relationships. They believe humility was necessary for good partnerships. Humility helps us recognize our limitations and treat others with respect. Humility promotes mutual understanding and cooperation, which builds good partnerships. Stoics also advised us to consider how our actions affect others. They thought that our actions affect others, and that we must act to benefit them. We develop respectful, trusting, and supportive relationships by being aware of our actions. Strong relationships require empathy, communication, forgiveness, generosity, kindness, humility, and mindfulness. It involves building trust, respect, and support with others. This practice improves our personal and the community's well-being. Stoics advise us to focus our relationships, treat others with kindness and respect, and establish trust, understanding, and mutual support. Thus, we foster a good and helpful environment that enhances our lives and those around us. Lesson 10. Find meaning in life. Finding significance in life is one of Stoicism's most fundamental lessons and vital for a meaningful life. Stoics thought that happiness and contentment derive from living a meaningful life, not from worldly possessions. They emphasized that having purpose in life requires acting in accordance with our deepest values and true nature. Stoic beliefs on finding significance in life center on eudaimonia, or well-being. The Stoics thought that virtue, intelligence, and purpose brought eudaimonia. Living in harmony with our rational and social nature and reaching our human potential leads to it. Pursuing our passions and interests was one method Stoics advised us to find meaning in life. They thought that we all had unique talents and qualities that we should develop and use for ourselves and others. Pursuing our passions and interests helps us discover our actual selves and find purpose. Stoics also believe that significance comes from helping others and the planet. They thought that we are all connected and that our actions affect others. We find significance in our lives by helping others, whether via kindness, service, or creativity. Stoics stressed living by our ideals and ethics. They felt that acting in accordance with our highest principles gave life significance. Even when it's hard, we must choose virtue, wisdom, and integrity. Living our beliefs brings inner alignment and fulfillment, the cornerstone of a meaningful existence. Stoics also advised us to live in the now to discover significance. They taught that life is a series of moments, and that true fulfillment derives from being present and involved in each. Living in the now lets us appreciate nature, a loved one's smile, and a job well done. Mindfulness helps us discover significance in daily life. Stoics also felt that accepting and embracing life's obstacles was key to finding meaning. They taught that life is full of problems and that we grow by overcoming them. Embracing obstacles and problems helps us continue, learn, and grow. Stoics also taught thankfulness helps find significance in life. They thought that focusing on gratitude fosters abundance and contentment. We discover meaning in life's basic blessings and appreciate the world through thankfulness. Stoics also advised us to seek wisdom and understanding to find significance in life. They felt that meaningful living requires knowledge and understanding. We learn more about ourselves, others, and the world by seeking wisdom. Wisdom enhances our life and gives meaning to self-discovery. Finding meaning in life involves aligning our activities with our highest values, pursuing our passions and interests, helping others, embracing the present, and gaining wisdom and insight. Living with purpose, fulfillment, and inner congruence is it. Stoics advise us to think on what gives our lives meaning, pursue our passions, help others, and live by our beliefs and principles. We gain purpose and fulfillment that enriches our lives and takes us closer to pleasure and well-being.